questions for John Jansen. Dear John, help me out. Let's get to them. We've got four today.
Okay.
Banana bread, pool pooper, settle this chore debate sent in by, I think, a husband and wife, and Lions training camp. A question for those heading out there.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start with the banana bread. Mm. Dear John, I travel for work about 1 week each month. The issue I have is with my neighbor. We'll call him Brian. Brian and I don't really get along, which is fine. You don't have to be friends with your neighbor. But he does like to bake brownies, cookies, muffins, pies. And 1 week while I was gone, he dropped off banana bread and my wife loved it. Now, every time I leave, he makes it for her and I feel like he's hitting on her. How do I handle it?
You don't handle it anyway. It's how your wife reacts to it. And I mean, if it's good, so be it. I don't know what the problem would be in this situation. Maybe he just is, he's trying to be nice, which I would think. Maybe he's just trying to be nice to her. But if her husband is gone and he's like, well, I'm just going to do something nice because she's probably, do they have kids? She's cooking for the kids. She's trying to manage things on her own. Here's some banana bread to help things out.
You'd be cool with another guy dropping off baked goods every week for your wife or once a month for your wife?
A neighbor? I don't really have much of an issue with that because
food's
I don't
a love
have
language, John.
Because I don't have an issue with my wife.
That's what I was going to say. This guy, get over yourself. Trust your wife.
Right.
It's banana bread.
Right.
It is banana bread.
A natural aphrodisiac.
He's not coming over and offering bread. Massages. Right? Like, it's banana bread.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
It starts with banana bread. No, I agree. You have to be secure in your marriage.
Yeah.
And you should enjoy the banana bread, too. Sounds like it's delicious.
Yeah. I mean, is there chocolate chips in there? Do you like chocolate chips in your banana bread?
I don't, but I...
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't dislike them, but I don't
they're
like.
Unbelievable.
I prefer the more traditional banana bread.
Yeah, me too. But
oh
I'm not
my goodness, you gotta
we're the traditionalists on the show, John. You and
yes, you are. Yes, I guess sure. You are. Yes.
This next one, pool pooper.
Oh boy.
My wife and I are blessed to have a house with a beautiful backyard, including a pool, and we enjoy having people over to swim. Our feeling has been, why have a pool if there's nobody in it? However, my wife has a cousin who comes over frequently on short notice, and I've realized. She likes to drop some friends off at the pool. Drop a deuce, pinch a loaf, lay cable. You get the idea.
Drop anchor.
Says they do it in the bathroom closest to the pool. Additionally, it sometimes requires maintenance. To be honest, I don't care for the cousin very much. Is it rude of me to ask her to take care of her business at home before she comes over?
Oh, so she's not pooping
in the pool.
But at the bathroom in the pool house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it requires maintenance.
It requires maintenance. Well,
so she's clogging the toilet every time she comes.
Wow.
Do you address it?
I don't know that you necessarily can. So is it just simply you have to go in there and plunge it, or do you actually have to call a plumber? Because if it becomes a financial situation, then
That's different.
Just put a big out of order sign on the door.
There you go.
Then they're going to go in the house and do it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. All of them.
It's
how close are you? Like, how close is your wife with the cousin? I guess would be like,
how do you even have that conversation?
I'm pretty close with my cousins, and I could probably say, hey, man, hey, girl, hey, whatever. Like, you know what you're doing in here every time you come over? You're clogging the toilets. Like, I would just have an honest conversation, but I'm close with my cousins and would feel comfortable doing that. If not, I'm.
Yeah, I don't know that this is one you can necessarily, you know, broach the topic because you'd have to have. Legitimate proof that it was this cousin.
Well, what you'd have to do is it'd have to be right after a situation. You go, you're clogging the toilet again, and you kind of have to make like a joke about it or something. That's when you bring it up to them and hey, we can't have this.
Yeah, so if you're out at the pool and all of a sudden, hey, cousin goes over to use the bathroom, as soon as they come back out, you go in there, and the first time you're like, it was definitely them because it wasn't clogged before. And then the next time they're over, you go in there again. And at that point, you come out and go, all right, who clogged the toilet?
Make a show of it. Embarrass them a little bit and hope they get the hint.
Yeah. If embarrasses them enough, they just stop coming over and solves the problem.
This next one is sent by a husband and wife combo. Assigned both their names. It says,
what's their names?
Well, they included them, so I'll read them. Brian and Gretchen, shout out. You guys are on Dear John this week. Send them in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. Says, when we do the laundry, my wife believes that you should handle and fold each piece of laundry once when folding clean and dry clothes. I believe you should sort it first, then fold. Put all the socks together and towels, underwear, etc. before folding. What's the correct method?
Oh, it's so okay. I'll mix them a little bit. I am not going to put shirts with shirts, pants with pants, but I am going to put socks in a pile, and I will match those when I'm done. But yeah, if I pick up a piece of clothing out of the clean
laundry basket,
I'm going to fold it and I'm going to put it in a pile of
folded shirts.
Yes.
And then I'll take the next one and it might be, you know, my drawers.
I think it's an extra step to sort them first.
Yeah. I do too. I think you just pick up a piece of laundry, you fold that piece or hang that piece or whatever you do with it.
Yeah.
And then you grab the next piece and you do that and you put them in a pile. You sort them after you fold.
And so this really only becomes a debate if you are doing it together, folding the laundry together. Because if you're doing it by yourself, my wife, if she wants to sort them by color, by garment, by whatever, but if she's doing it, I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, you're doing it wrong. Do it how I do it. If you're doing it,
sure,
I don't have to.
Last one, Lions training camp.
All right. So, dear John, later in August, I was lucky enough to get tickets for Lions training camp. I'm taking my 10-year-old daughter and my 8 and 7-year-old boys. And being from Grand Rapids, I do not have the ability to take them to a regular season game. So what are your recommendations to make this the best experience possible for all three kids? They mostly care about getting autographs, but what are some tips, tricks, and locations to hang out at to see the players up close and potentially get some signatures?
So I think your best bet, if you're going all in on this one, and Heather, you mentioned this when you arrived the other day.
Yeah.
The line started to form. We go on air at 6. You showed up at 5:30-ish.
A little after. There was already people standing. There was a group, a family already there waiting to be the first ones through the door. Get there early.
Yep. If you get there early.
Not that early. That's 5:45 is a little early
for a
7:30 open.
If you're coming from Grand Rapids, it makes it even harder
unless
you're going to come and get a hotel room. That's what I would recommend because it's going to be a long day. It's going to be hot. So get yourself a hotel room and get there early. Get there by 6 o'clock so that you are one of the first, I don't know, maybe 50 people, 100 people that go in.
Yeah.
And don't worry about seeing practice. I'm sure you as dad want to see practice. But if you're going because of the importance of your kids, then you want to line up at the fence, the first one you come to, to be able to get autographs. You're going to stand there for the next 3 hours.
Yes, you are.
Or four.
Yeah.
Because if you're there at 6, they're not going to be signing autographs until a little bit after 10. So
sometimes as late as 10:30.
Uh-huh. And that's the sacrifice you're going to make. You'll be able to see some of practice, but you want to be up against the fence. Your kids are going to be there. And you also have to let them know that this is going to be 4 hours of standing here. Don't ask when practice is going to be over. We don't know.
Well, and it might be helpful, you know, if you're going with your partner, your wife.
That's what I was
going to
say.
You can hold down a spot while one person goes to the bathroom or takes care of the kids, because it's hard to ask kids to sit there for 4 hours.
And there's a lot the kids can do. Like, I know my daughter was super excited to get her face painted. I mean, 8 and 7 still might be into that. Like, if you can hold your spot and let your partner or your wife or whoever you take, let the kids go and do some of that.
Right, but I think if you were lucky enough to get tickets, you probably only got 4. He's taking 3 kids and himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're right. So
you're going to be there by yourself with the kids. And it's you know, maybe you point out where the bathroom is. 8 years old enough to go to the bathroom by yourself.
Sure, I guess it is. It's probably old enough to go get your face painted by yourself, too.
Sure, or go get a picture with the cheerleaders because they're going to be right there as well.
And again, we're giving times for...
Hey, kids, hold my spot. I'm going to get a picture with the cheerleaders.
So bad. We're giving times for when we've been out, which are the 8:30 practices. I think next week there's some 10:30 practices. So just shift it a couple hours. But be very early. Get the spots on the near fence. Yeah. That's where the players most often come to right when practice ends.
Yeah. And I think the hotel room is key on that one. Get yourself a hotel room so that you're not driving from Grand Rapids at 2 in the morning, because kids are going to be tired. You're going to be tired. And chances are you pull the plug before you even get that opportunity for autographs.
Dear John, send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's 97.1.